For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices, Byrne Dairy, and our great friends over at Bowers & Company CPAs. I bring in my guy, Kevin Connors from ESPN College Basketball, studio host and a terrific journalist in his own right, still feeling the effects of the end of our Buffalo Bills season. Kevin, welcome aboard. This is a blast to have you. I've had you on audio all these times, but I had to have you on. People need to see your beautiful face, my man. And hey, by the way, happy birthday to you as well.
I appreciate that, Mike. Day older, day wiser. And hey, it's great to be on with you, man. I love what you've done with the Platter. I love that Adrian Autry was awesome. That's a great get.
Thanks, man.
And I'm just honored to be on with you.
Well, that means a lot coming from you. And you know, I'm a traditional radio guy. I'm no spring chicken anymore either. I've been in this thing now 25 years, and it's hard to believe, you know, how when I was a college freshman, like, we were still using mini discs in radio, and then we evolve into all of this stuff. And I go through the radio thing and quit the corporate side and doing it on my own. And it's funny, you know, as many things have changed, a lot of things have still stayed the same. You know, it's still about great guests like yourself, you know, content, research, and just kind of the old radio way. You're doing it that way in a different form in this way. And, you know, it's been fun. And a lot of times it's cool to do it at home because I can do whatever I want. And when the weather turns, I'm just going to leave and go play golf. I don't even have to do the interviews. As long as my kids aren't here, as you know, I have a 4-year-old and a newborn. So
yes,
things are pretty crazy. Let's get to it. We're here, man. We're a few weeks away from that month that matters the most, which is March. I want to start with Syracuse here. I mean, the two road games were brutal, losing to BC the way they did, and then Wake Forest, it was even worse. Is this it for Syracuse? I mean, is the ceiling here? They have 9 games to go as we record this. You know, Louisville, obviously, tonight as well. Where do you land on the Cuse with 9 games to go? Do they have to win out to get talked about? Are they on the outside looking in? Do they have to go 8-1? I mean, what's the picture look like for this team? All of a sudden, is the feeling in Central New York.
Well, I'll qualify this by saying I've been a Syracuse basketball fan for 49 years tomorrow. And there's no team that I like more than Syracuse basketball. And that includes my beloved Buffalo Bills, who I live and die with every year. But Syracuse is not a tournament team. That's the bottom line. I hate to break the news to everybody. That is not an opinion-based thing. That is a fact. The wins are not there. The resume is not there. The conference is not there. They win the ACC tournament, they're in. But the short, blunt answer is Syracuse is, and not close to, an NCAA tournament team, by the way.
Weren't you surprised a little bit at the way they lost against Wake, though? I mean, 29 points, and I'm sure you heard Adrian Autry. Kevin, from the beginning of the game, it was toast. I mean, at least against BC, they lack perimeter defense. You know, they gave up the 21-0 run. The key rebounds and key spots weren't there. But against Wake Forest, they weren't even in it. And this Autry team this year has at least shown, you know, after getting blown out against Virginia, a rebound. You know, Duke, blowout, they rebound. At Carolina, rebound, right? Nothing against Wake, nothing. No semblance of any basketball for Syracuse.
I'm going to give Adrian Autry time. You know, when you're replacing someone who'd been at the school for almost 50 years and had a definite way in which they played, you've got to give the next coach time. I'm not talking about 20 games. I'm talking about time. Yeah. If you made the decision to make a move, you've got to give Adrian Autry time. But this team is just grossly inconsistent. Mike, I would encourage you to watch the SEC on a given night or the Big 12 on a given night. Watch a Texas A&M game. Watch a Texas Tech game. These teams have dogs, guys who get in your shirt and are there for 40 minutes. I don't want to go scorched earth. I'll ask you a question. Who is the guy on Syracuse that does that?
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think they have. I think the closest guy is Copeland, and he's a bench player with a ton of energy. That's another thing that I was going to bring right up to you is that I don't think there's a definitive leader slash shot maker when the bleeding is just out of control, like at Wake or 21-0 run by BC. Judah Mintz is awesome. He's a talent, but he's a facilitator and he's just kind of flashy. But like when it comes down to it, there's no dude, guys, get in the huddle and you're going to listen to me kind of thing. You know, there aren't dogs, like you say, on the roster across the board. A lot of times when the world is falling for this team and the run is happening, they don't have any more than one or two shooters on the floor. And I don't even think JJ Starling and Chris Bell are considered shooters. I think that they're occasional three-point makers. So my answer to you is nobody.
Look, and I think JJ Starling has had a very good second half of this season. I think he's been a bright spot for the team. Again, look, it's going to take time. I think Judah Mintz is a really good point guard. I think he's a guy who would benefit from being at Syracuse for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I think he's a guy that would benefit from the college game. And I think that college basketball is trending in the direction where you're not radioactive if you've been in school for more than 1 or 2 years. I think there are pieces there. I'm going to give Adrian Autry time to bring his type of guys in. The majority of the team were players recruited to play the zone. So to think you're going to have guys who can play man-to-man, full-court pressure for 40 minutes, that's asking a lot. I'm just telling you what I see, and I watch as much college basketball as anybody. You asked me the question, is Syracuse on the outside looking in? I hate to say it, because there's no one who's as big a Syracuse fan as I am. I mean, no one who's bigger, a lot who are as big. I just don't see it with this team, but I've got to give Adrian Autry time.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Connors with us, ESPN College Basketball Talk here on the Platter, brought to you by our good friends at Stanley Law Offices. You see the logo up there at the top right as they will work together to get you the maximum reward. Mid-major basketball. You know I love it. I lived it. I went to St. Bonnie. I love the small school thing. I love the little engine that could. You're all over the mid-major scene on a nightly basis. I love it. And you see it all. You said it. Nobody watches more than you do. Give me some of these teams already, because we can start talking about it, can't we, in February? I don't want that group, right? So who is in that group right now where you go, good luck if you get them in March?
So this is a conversation that's an ongoing one. What do you consider a mid-major? I mean, there are, sure, if we're being honest, there are low majors and then mid-majors. And then there's kind of the upper middle class, as I like to call it. And then there are the high majors.
Not Gonzaga, by the way. Can we leave them away from this now?
Right. I know. Right. In years past, Gonzaga has not been part of the conversation. This year, Gonzaga is not a tournament team unless they win the WCC. There is no at-large. And that, sure, I'll answer your mid-major question in a minute. But Mike, that's an interesting question. Like, well, Kev says that no way is Syracuse a tournament team and the ACC is down. The ACC is down. There are, on most nights, three quad one opportunities in the league. Virginia may play its way into a fourth. Clemson may play its way out of that conversation. So when I say that Syracuse has an unbelievable amount of work to do, they just don't have the opportunities against teams who are going to increase your resume. Right. Whereas a league like the Big 12, whether you think these teams are good, whether they are, their resumes say they are. And the metric that we use, the quad system, every night in the league on the road virtually is a quad one opportunity. So back to the mid-major question. Is the Atlantic 10 a mid-major league? They say no. I say if you're not slight, it's how I feel. Dayton is a team that can win games in the NCAA tournament. They've got a pro in Deron Holmes. He's a guy who is a physical specimen, 6'8", has dramatically increased his ability to shoot the three. They've got an unbelievable coach in Anthony Grant. That's a team to keep an eye on. St. Mary's, every year we know Randy Bennett. Beginning of the year, they looked like they were out of the picture. They're probably the best team in the WCC. Indiana State, Mike, they've got a guy who, if they make the tournament, is going to be a national phenomenon. His name is Robbie Avila. He looks like a kid who could be playing at the Y on a given night. He is a big-time player, and he's not even the best player on the team. They've got a kid named Isaiah Swope, who is a superstar. Grand Canyon is another team to keep an eye on. They're coached by Scott Drew's brother, Bryce Drew, who hit the famous shot for Valparaiso in the tournament and the buzzer beater all those years ago. They've got a transfer from Kansas, a kid by the name of Tyon Grant Foster, who averages more than 20 points per game. James Madison has beaten Michigan State earlier this season. Princeton had that run to the Sweet 16 last year. They've got a new superstar in Xavier Lee. Just some teams to keep an eye on.
So one thing that's interesting with the mid-major, and I'm with you on Dayton all the way, and Holmes is a special talent. Also helps when you get like 15 extra free throws. No, we're not going to go. We're not going to go into that Bonnet game. But I've wondered too, because you know, a lot of people, I'm close to a lot of the alumni on the Facebook pages with the Bonnie people and mid-major people across the board. And like I said, I love it. NIL and transfer portal is a very unique thing when you look at these mid-major schools, because the immediate feeling is from most fans, oh, we're not going to be able to keep up. And I go the other way, because I say to these people, listen, you're recruiting in general a different player than Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, whatever on down the line. Kansas, the big boys, the blue bloods. Then you have the middle tier, and then you have, you know, your mid-majors in there. And so, listen, if you're good, you're good. You're going to play college basketball somewhere. And sometimes it's a Cam Spencer at UConn who goes to Loyola, Maryland, and then he plays another stop, and then he ends up at Connecticut, right? You have, like, Tristan Newton on that team, played at East Carolina. He's now at Connecticut. If you're good, you're good. If the transfer portal was back in my day, Tim Wynn might have gone from Bonaventure to Kansas. I'm not kidding you. He was that good. So I'm telling people here that, like, transfer portal and NIL, if you're a mid-major, to a degree, you can go, well, but they could go to a Power 5 with all these extra sponsorships and all this ad money, and we're going to lose them because somebody's going to give them millions. Okay, but you could also pluck kids from another place who, A, want a new opportunity, B, they're sick of their coach, C, just a new environment in general, or D, it's mid-major to mid-major, and maybe the NIL that you're giving them is better than the old one. Kevin, there's too many balls in the air for a fan to go, well, we can't keep up with the NIL transfer portal. It's a different recruiting game to begin with, and then you can still get the same kid in a different way. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. I mean, you're not at all. I mean, listen, you, like you said, you're recruiting a totally different kid. And in the case of a team like Grand Canyon, Tyon Grant Foster starts out at Kansas. He had a stop in between. He's had some issues off the court. He ends up at a place like Grand Canyon, which, by the way, we may be talking about Grand Canyon the way we talk about Gonzaga down the road. That's a school that wants to be really good. They've got a ton of money, and they've got an unbelievably rabid fan base. So it does work both ways. You're recruiting a different kid. I think in a lot of instances, you're banking on certain kids to want to stay at a place because they chose it for the coach. And listen, you know, it obviously goes the other way, where a lot of times a kid gets to be pretty good and feels like he's bigger than maybe he is. And some kids blossom, like you said. And then they're, listen, the road is littered with people who have not been able to do it. So it goes both ways. Luck is involved. There's no question about it. But I would encourage anyone who's listening to this who doesn't buy into the mid-majors to look at the all-NBA teams over the past decade and see where a lot of those players went to college. And I will make you a bet. There are as many that went to Davidson and Lehigh and Weber State as did went to Kansas and Kentucky and the big boy schools.
No doubt. And that's how it is in all the sports. Walter Payton went to Jackson State. Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State. Like, if you're good, you're good. By the way, Indiana State, some guy by the name of Larry Bird went there too. So
that's right.
You can go all the way across. I mean, Mean Joe Green went to North Texas State, I think. So you can come up with these all day long. And yeah, that Steph Curry guy who can shoot the ball is that Davidson guy. Yeah, this has been a ton of fun. I have 1 minute left for you to answer a quick one, if you don't mind. If you could set up your dream Final Four, who would it be?
My dream Final Four.
Ooh. Yeah, the four that you want in the Final Four for selfish reasons. Dream Final Four, mid-major, superstars, matchups, head coaches, whatever the case is. you could take Syracuse on a run, but let's be also realistic with this if we could.
Well, my dream Final Four is going to be Syracuse. You know that.
Always. But
I think this Indiana State team would be a lot of fun to see there.
Yeah.
Boy, dream Final Four is tough. I'll tell you the teams that I think, and there's not going to be a ton of creativity here. UConn's the best team in college basketball. I can't believe, as a Syracuse fan, I'm actually acknowledging that. I'm coming forward with that information, but they're good.
The
best team in college basketball. Really, I think North Carolina is really, really good. I think the emergence of Harrison Ingram has been amazing to see. Mm-hmm. I'm not answering your question, Mike, but I'm going to give you another team to keep an eye on. And if you consider the Mountain West a mid-major or not, New Mexico is another team to watch. They are the all-sibling team. Child team. They've got Jamal Mashburn's son. They've got Eddie House's son. They've got Obi Toppin's brother.
They are
coached by Richard Pitino, Rick's son.
Yes.
The Mountain West is going to get more teams in the NCAA tournament than the ACC, and probably not the Big Ten, but it could be close. The Mountain West is a really good league. That's another team to keep an eye on. So I did not answer your question at all. Maybe I'll text you what the answer is.
Yeah. No. It's cool. You did. Indiana State, New Mexico, UConn, and Carolina. I got it. That's a you kind of did. No, but we are getting old, man, when you start dropping those names. God, and I always rave about these families that have all the, like, these multiple, Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, the Hugheses in hockey, and the Tkachuks. It's amazing. Multiple players, multiple Hall of Famers, and maybe multiple Hall of Famers down the line. As well. Nothing better than talking college basketball with Kevin Connors, ESPN. Go get him on Twitter and make sure you look at all of his stuff and watch him on the Worldwide Leader as well. Kevin, thank you so much. I'm grateful for the time, and I'll hopefully see you down the road, man. We still have to meet in person, but it's been great to have you as always.
I look forward to that, Mike. You too, anytime. Thank you.
The only people who don't get time off this time of year are pro athletes and Bet Online. That's right. The back end of the NFL and, of course, the NBA, NHL, golf, Masters, you name it, all the sports coming up together here. Bet Online isn't taking a second off to make sure you have all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and info. Bet Online has all the sports wagering info available you need with both desktop and mobile access. Head there today to get into the action. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.